they'd say it's impossible. They talked about on a four-hour flight, they had a dad with his four-year-old kid who had to go to the bathroom. He says, we could not fit in there. He says, basically, I had to straddle my kid mm-hmm. in order to even get in the same bathroom to help him go to the bathroom. He says, it's getting impossible. The people that are objecting to it are not only the passengers, but also the flight attendants who say this adds to the animosity on board. Yeah, it adds to air rage and all this kind of stuff. But they say nothing. It's so financially successful, it'll continue to be the case until there's a video that goes viral showing something outrageous, like a heavy American getting stuck in there.
By the way, they tell you don't sit on it and flush at the same time. Have you seen that sign on there?
Oh, no.
Which I always kept thinking, there should be a sign on here. Because
it would
suction
suck
is
you.
Yeah, suction's intense.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny.
It's serious.
I rarely sit, I guess,
as
on an airplane.
As a gentleman ages, it's a concern.
you hold your jewels?
Alrighty.
He knows wherever he speaks, ladies and gentlemen.
Would you pay half price in order to share your seat with someone?
Wow, no.
From here to New York, it's $200. If you share your seat, it's $100.
If I could physically
do it. Yeah, the person sits on your lap.
I can't imagine that would work. It depends. If it's a family member, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you, John?
Why not?
You would, okay.
Yeah, sure.
In first class?
Oh.